Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadi Dalad. We are holding on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Itmar. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Jeremy Lussman in memory of his grandfather on the 18th yard site, Morris Cantor, Moshe Leib Ben Chaim Alav Hashalom, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank Jeremy. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding at Itmar on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, and the first discussion in the Daf is going to be a continuation of the discussion about a wall that comes down on Shabbos that had separated two chatzeros. So you had these two chatzeros, each one had their own Eruv, which is perfectly fine because there was a wall that divided them, but then the wall comes down in the middle of Shabbos. So what happens in middle of Shabbos? Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah on Amud Aleph, is going to talk about the status of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, whose wall that separates it from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim collapsed. Not a wall between two chatzeros, a wall that had separated Rosh Hashanah Yachid from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim collapses. And we're going to have Machlokas Tanayim, how do you view that Rosh Hashanah Yachid? And the Gemara is going to talk about which part of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is there even a Machlokas about? The part where the wall used to stand, or the entirety of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about a case of Rosh Hashanah Yachid where two walls came down in middle of Shabbos, and we're going to have Machlokas Tanayim, whether people can continue to carry in it for the remainder of Shabbos. And we're going to have, that's going to lead us into a discussion of the principle of Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem and a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about the limitations of the concept of Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem. So let's begin where we left off. Itmar Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros Shenafa. Last one line is Itmar, three lines from the bottom of the page in Sadi Gimel Amud Bey. So Itmar Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros Shenafa. If you have a wall that separated two chatzeros that fell on Shabbos, and there was no Pesach or Chalon in between them, and therefore, by definition, if there was an Erev, it had to be two independent Erevin in these two chatzeros. Rav Amar Ein Metaltelin Bo Ela Ba'Arba Amos. Each of the chatzeros are very limited. They're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos within each chatzer, because now they're Nifrats L'Makom Ha'Asula, so they Asur on each other, and that's why they're limited to Dalet Amos. Shmuel Amar, Zem Metaltel Arikim Rechitza, V'Zem Metaltel Arikim Rechitza. They may continue to carry throughout their entire chatzer, and apparently since it was a whole V'Hutra B'Tchilas HaShabbos, since it was Mutra at the beginning of Shabbos to carry throughout their entire chatzer, they may continue to do so and carry throughout their entire chatzer. Tosos back in Tosos on Sadi Gimel and Beis and Dibra Maschil Lo points out that this machlokas Rav and Shmuel is both a machlokas lahakel and a machlokas lahachmir. Meaning, in a case of that we're talking about, that a kosher shmein shtei chatzeros falls down, so Rav is a machmir and Shmuel is mekel. That Rav says, I don't think that just kivan shehutra hutra, and Shmuel says, yes, I do think kivan shehutra hutra. But you can also have the reverse case. What if Tiltel was Asr B'Knisas HaShabbos, when Shabbos began, carrying there was Asr, and then something happened that would make it Mutter? So then Rav and Shmuel would be the reverse. Meaning, then you'd have a situation of Kivan Shenesra, Nesra, that just like Shmuel holds over here, Kivan Shehutra, Hutra, in such a case, Shmuel would hold Kivan Shenesra, Nesra, whatever the status was at the beginning of Shabbos, and Rav would say that no, if it became Mutter in the middle of Shabbos, so it becomes Mutter in the middle of Shabbos. Says Gemara, Rav's Shita itself, that the kosa that comes down between the Shtei Chatzeros, that you're limited to only carrying within Dalet Amos of the Chatzer, Rav never said that in so many words. We were able to derive it from Rav. Normally when the Gemara says that, there's something wrong with the derivation, right? The Gemara will always ask, and Imechlalamai, right? And the Gemara will always follow it up by asking, and if it was only Michlala, what's so wrong with the derivation? And we'll have to point out that no, maybe that Maisa doesn't really tell us that Rav really holds this way. Over here, the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara assumes that yes, it was a proper derivation of the Shita of Rav from the following Maisa. But just to point out, Rav didn't say it beferish. He said it based on the following. We know that he holds this way based on the following Maisa. The Maisa was the Rav Shmuel v'Yasvi ba'u chatzer. They were in the same chatzer on Shabbos, and nafal guda debeni beni, and exactly this thing happened. The wall between that chatzer and a neighboring chatzer had come down in the middle of Shabbos. So Amalu Shmuel shekula glimin agidaba. Shmuel told his talmidim, go take some cloth, take some tablecloths or something, take some talisos, and spread them out where the mechitza used to be, so that we could still have privacy. Adrin Rav La'ape, and Rav turned around to the other side to show that he does not agree with what Shmuel holds. He holds that it's going to be also to be metaltel the talus at all in the chatzar, that you're not allowed to move the talus around in the chatzar, because you're not allowed to carry in this chatzar anymore. So Shmuel said there's some sort of expression that Shmuel was saying, is that if Rav is upset about it, he refers to him as Abba. If Rav is upset about it, so take your belt and tie the cloth that we're now using as a mechitza even tighter, meaning that making the mechitza, we're going to make this mechitza whether Rav likes it or not. The Rav is showing his frustration that he does not think we should be making this mechitza, so let's go make it even tighter. That's what Shmuel commented. But the point is, you see that Rav was unhappy about it. Now, again, we said, why was Rav unhappy about it? Because he's not allowed to carry at all in the chatzar. That's how Rashi understands. That's what made Rav unhappy, that they were being metaltel in the chatzar in order to put up that mechitza in the first place. The Rashba points out that why doesn't Rashi say that simply you're not allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos, and that's what Rav's problem was, that you're not allowed to create a mechitza on Shabbos. So he points out that Rashi holds in Mesechta Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chafeim Beis, that making an Ohel Arai on Shabbos is only usher if you're making a gag that's an Ohel Arai. But a mechitza, according to Shitas Rashi, is not considered an Ohel. And therefore, Rashi has to come up with another problem over here. It can't be that the problem was that they made an Ohel, that they made a mechitza, which was an Ohel. It must be that the problem was that they were carrying in the first place. However, the Rashba writes that the Rashi is incorrect. There's an issue of making an Ohel, even when it comes to making mechitzos. The reason Rav was machzir as panav is because he held that there's an isser of making an oel b'Shabbos, and that's what they were violating. So really, there are two separate machlokos between Rav and Shmuel that are being recorded over here. Rav holds that as soon as the mechitza falls down, you're not allowed to carry anything in the chatzar, because kivin shohutra does not apply. We do not say such a principle that since it was mutter when Shabbos started, and memela yields, you're not allowed to set up another mechitza in place of the mechitza that fell down, because since the whole chatzar became usher, setting up another mechitza is a mechitza materes. It's a legitimate halachic mechitza, so you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because that's asiyas ohel. Shmuel, however, holds that the chatzar remained mutter whole time anyway, that even if the wall came down, the chatzar becomes mutter. And mimela Shmuel holds, you're allowed to put up the mechitza, because the mechitza is not really doing anything. It's not a mechitza materes, and therefore it's not a violation of putting up a mechitza. So whereas Rashi just directly links this to the machlokas about being metaltel in the chatzar, and that's what the whole debate was about, the Rashba goes one step away from that. He says, no, it's the ramifications of the machlokas about being metaltel. That since Rav holds you're not allowed to be metaltel, therefore spreading a mechitza is a problem. Whereas Shmuel says, since you're anyway allowed to be metaltel, so spreading the mechitza is not going to be a problem, because it's not an ohel that is matir anything. So says Gemara, the way Shmuel refers to Rav, he says, ikapit Abba, that if Abba is upset about this. So Rashi, Mesech Zivamus, points out that Shmuel calls Rav Abba because that's a lashon of chashivus, because Rav was older than Shmuel. So whenever you have the name Abba, it's very often in Shas, it's a title. So the Targum Onkelos it translates, says that Avarech is Abba Lamalka. That Abba Lamalka means that it's a lashon of Chashiv, Avrech rather. Avrech is Abba Lamalka, the Targum Onkelos translated, that it's a lashon of Chashivus. The Rashbam, however, in Pesachim Kuf Yotes and in Mesechus Babasun and Beis, and Tosus over there in Yivamas, say that Abba is not a lashon of Chashivus. It's Rav's name. Rav's name happened to have been Abba. So why did they call him Rav? Rav may have been a lashon of chashivus. They called him Rav Derech Kavod, but his real name was in fact Abba. Either way, generally speaking, they honored him, and that's why he's either called Abba or he's called Rav. You do find Abba is used as a title throughout Shas. Abba Shaul, right? No one had two names. It wasn't Abba Shaul. You always have throughout Shas. Someone sent me an email this morning. Apparently, I made this ha'ara last cycle as well. And someone said that in Maseches Nazir, you find that there's someone Rosh. I forget who it was. And Rashi says, Kach Shemo. And it was two names. And Rashi says, God, what's bothering Rashi? Because you never have two names. You could argue over there also. If one of the names is Rosh, that's a Lashon Chashivus. It's not someone's actual name. Even by the Rishonim, you never really had people with two. You rarely had people with two names. Anyway, Shmuel Lamaliha, according to Shmuel, why do they need the talis to spread out to separate the chateros? Shmuel anyway holds you're allowed to carry. Why do you have to replace the mechitza in between them? Shmuel only replaced the mechitza for the sake of tznius because he wanted some privacy in his chater. But in Achinami, it was not matir anything. You're already allowed to be metaltel. V'rav Israel So ask the Gemara, well, wait a second, Rav, if you hold that it's Aser, and you hold what Shmuel is advising people is Aser, get up and say it. Why are you just turning around? Tell them you hold that it's Aser. So Aser to Shmuel Hava. Shmuel was the Marada Asra, so it was inappropriate for Rav to argue on the Marada Asra. If that's the case, then why did he turn around? Because he also didn't want to give his Talmidim the impression that he holds like Shmuel, so he needed to stand his ground and make it clear that he disagrees, but at the same time he had to he didn't want to give the impression that he holds like Shmuel. Shmuel Sadeshin writes in Tshuva that a Talmud is allowed to be cholik al Rabbo in a psak or a ra'a if he has rayas that he's correct from earlier sources, and that's what the Ramah writes in Yerudea and Simon Reish Mem Beis, that a Talmud is allowed to argue on his Rebbe. The Shach, however, says that from the Maharik it seems that that's only if the Talmud is nischakim and became like a Talmud chaver. Only then is he authorized to be cholek al Rabbo. But if the Talmud didn't achieve the level of Talmud chaver, then he's not allowed to be cholek al Rabbo. So that's the question. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin on the pasuk in Tehillim, lo yivoshu ki yidabru asayvim b'shar, that we darshan that esfehiv b'sufa, that even if Ravu Talmido learn together, then Nasum Ka'ivim Zelazah. They're supposed to act like enemies, like they're fighting a Malchamta Shel Torah. But nevertheless, maybe when it comes to the bottom line Psak Halacha, you have this inyan that maybe unless he's a Talmud Chaver, he's not allowed to argue. So in Shelas Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden discusses, he says that a Talmud Chaver is allowed to be Cholik on Rabbo, that's Dafka B'Mekomo Uber Reshuso, or in somewhere that it's neutral territory, but not b'makom shel Rabbo. Meaning, if this was b'fnei Rabbo Mamish, or it was b'makom shel Rabbo, then even a Talmud Chaver is not allowed to argue on his Rebbe, and he brings a raya from our sugya that Rav would not be cholik on Shmuel with this Maisa in the Chatzar. And the Gemara says he wouldn't argue because it was asri to Shmuel. Shmuel was the Talmud Chaver of Rav, like the Gemara says in Maseches Baba Kama and other places, and still Rav wouldn't be Soser Devarav, wouldn't be cholik on him, even though this was a matter of psak halacha. It wasn't just a matter of lumdus. They were arguing in halacha. So it must be that he wouldn't do it because he was the Marada Asra. And one has to be very careful about being arguing on the Marada Asra. So if that's true of the Rav arguing on the Talmud, certainly a Talmud cannot argue on his Rebbe, even if he's a Talmud Chaver, when the Rebbe is the Marada Asra. That you do have that that kavod that always has to be given to the Marada Asra. So I think that's the story with who's the Rav Kreisworth? No, that Rav Kreisworth, I think, had the rule that he was Masada Kedushiner every as the Marada Asra. He was Masada Kedushiner every wedding in Belgium, right? Because he was the Marada Asra, so he was Masada Kedushiner every single wedding. I forget which Adam Gadol it was that I'd visited, and it was someone that Rav Kreisworth thought that should have been Masada Kedushiner, but he had this policy, so he appointed him as the Rav of Belgium for the day, and he said, okay, now you're the Marada Asra, and now you're the Masada Kedushiner. Okay, so says the Mishnah, Chatzar Shenifritzal Rishus HaRabim. Let's say you have a Chatzar that's totally open to Rishus HaRabim, meaning because a wall came down and now it became open to Rishus HaRabim. Hamachnas mitocha l'Rishus HaYachal, or Rishus HaYachal litocha, to carry from a regular Rishus HaYachal into that Chatzar, or vice versa, Chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, meaning chayiv. Chayiv means midaraisa. That chatzer now has a din of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rabbi Eliezer holds. The Gemara is going to right away ask, what? A chatzer that a wall comes down, all of a sudden becomes a Rosh Hashanah midaraisa? That's hard to imagine. The chamom mitocha Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah mitocha patur. The chamom disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. They say that you're going to be patur since it's nifritz to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's no longer Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so you're not allowed to be metaltal even dalad amos, but mebneishi kikarmelis. But it has a din of a karmelis, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv for carrying from Rosh Hashanah to it. But it's going to be usher to do so. So it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore you're not allowed to carry from any type of Rosh Hashanah to it. But it has a din of a karmelis, and therefore it's going to be an iser midrabanan. And even carrying dalad amos bitocha is going to be usher midin karmelis. The Rashba just raises the question, when the Chum express their Shita, they say mitochal Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah l'tocha pater. If Rabbi Eliezer spoke about machnis mitochal Rosh Hashanah Yachin and Rosh Hashanah Yachin l'tocha chayiv, because he holds the chatzer as a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, shouldn't the Rabbanan have responded, no, it doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore if you carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachin to it, you're not going to be chayiv? Why do they formulate the response as in the case of carrying from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to it? So the Rashba says that if the Chum would have formulated their response about Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we would have thought that the Chatzar is the din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid min HaTorah, according to the Chumim, and that they only treat it with the Chumras of a Karmelis midrabanan, but really on a daraisa level, we have a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid min HaTorah, and therefore we would have thought that if you bring from Rosh Hashanah to it, you'll be chayiv, and that's why the Chum met tell me, no, min HaTorah, it's a makom p'tur, meaning it's a karmelis, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv in either direction, neither carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid nor carrying from Rosh Hashanah into it. Tosfos Rid suggests that in Achinami we should change the girsa, that the girsa of the Chum in the Mishnah should not be mitochal Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah L'tocha Pater, like our Girsa, it should be Mitocha L'Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Yachid L'tocha, because it doesn't make any sense that they would shift the case where they're arguing against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer spoke about from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into this Chatzar that is suddenly breached, and the Chacham must be arguing, and also talk about a case of carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to this Chatzar that is suddenly breached. But I asked the Gemara, wait a second, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum D'Nivrat L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Havi L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? What's Rabbi Eliezer thinking? Just because it was Nifras Rosh Hashanah, you have a chatzer that opens up into Rosh Hashanah, all of a sudden you're going to say it has a status of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the extent you're going to be chayiv if you carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to it? Says Gemara, two answers. Number one, in Rabbi Elazar Tamei Detanya Rabbi Dom Rishon Rabbi Elazar Rabbim Shabiru Derech Leatzman Mashabiru Biru, that if you have Rabbim that use a certain area that they walk through a particular sada, even if it's owned by an individual, the Rabbim has now acquired that passageway, and the Bala Sada is not allowed to prevent the Rabbim from walking through, Rabbi Eliezer holds. So Mela, our Mishnah must also be talking about such a case, that since the Chatzar was Nifras L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Rabbim started walking through, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, it has a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and someone who carries from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to it is going to be Chayiv. And the Chacham hold that the Rabbim are not allowed to just take over someone's property and make it a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore it does not take on the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Frek the Gemara, before we go on to answer number two, as far as explaining Rabbi Eliezer, Frek the Gemara, Eini, is that really so, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbim are just allowed to take over an area that belongs to an individual? That din of Rabbim Shabiru Darach Atzman, that the Rabbim is only if the Rabbim used to go through someone's field, and then they lost that derech, and they don't know where that derech was. Then we say that if they're borer lehem the derech to go through that field, they reacquire the rights of passage, even though they don't know if they've gotten it mamish exactly the place where it used to be. And that's where the Bala Sada is not allowed to stop them. But in a place where they never had a derech in that field before, even Rabbi Eliezer says the Rabbim are not allowed to go and just take over the field, and the Bala Sada has the ability to stop them. So we're back to our kasha on Rabbi Eliezer's sheet in the Mishnah. Why does he hold that a chatzar shnifritz al Rosh Hashanah all of a of a sudden becomes a Rishus Rabbim. Unless you can tell me there was a derech there before and then they lost it. So v'chi teba achinami gon shavdala and derech pal sechatz. Says the Gemara, maybe you'll tell me en achinami, that's the case. There was a derech in that chatzar. Then they built a wall and then they lost that derech. Now the wall came down and they take over the a derech again, not certain if it's the same derech. And that's where Rabbi Lezer says there's a din of Rishus Rabbim. But Ram Rabbi Chanina, an makom mechitza machlokas. The machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Lezer is about the entire area of the chatzar up until the makom mechitza, whether the entire thing has a din of Rishus Rabbim. But as far as the makom mechitza itself, the Chachamim even agreed to Rabbi Lezer that it has a din of Rishus Rabbim. So you see that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the entire chatzar has a din of Rishus Rabbim. So don't tell me of the lem derech and they took over a part of this Rishus Yachid, and therefore the part that the Rabbim took over becomes a Rishus Rabbim. No, it sounds from Rabbi Lezer that the entire chatzar is a din of Rishus Rabbim. Ema al makom mechitza machlokas. No, maybe the machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Chamim is only on the place where the mechitza was. That's where the bnei Rishus Rabbim have their debate with the Baal HaChatzar where the mechitza was originally. That's where Rabbi Lezer holds that Rabbim baru derech liatzman mashabiru biru. That but as far as the chatzar itself, maybe you're right. Rabbi Lezer would be molded to the chachamim that the chatzar itself is not a Rishus Rabbim. Meaning we're now modifying our Mishnah significantly when Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that a wall comes down in the chatzar. If you take something from the Rishus HaYachid to it, you're going to be chayiv. To it does not mean to the chatzar. It means to the place where the wall used to be, because that's the only place where there's actually a machlokas. That's answer number one as far as why Rabbi Eliezer would consider this Rishus Rabbim, because it's the Rabbim of the Lam Derech and Beru Derech Liatzman. The Iba Yisema, another way to explain the machlokas in our Mishnah, is that maybe the Makom of the Mechitza is very much recognizable. And the Bnei Rishus Rabbim are not claiming that they own that makom mechitza, and still Rabbi Elazar says we treat it like Rishus Rabbim. But tzidei Rishus Rabbim kamifli, because they're arguing about the tzidei Rishus Rabbim, where the overflow crowds from the Rishus Rabbim end up. So Rabbi Elazar says tzidei Rishus Rabbim k'Rishus Rabbim damu. Rabbi Elazar holds that it has a halachic status of a Rishus Rabbim. For Rabbanan says tzidei Rishus Rabbim lav k'Rishus Rabbim damu, and the Rabbanan does not have the halachic status of Rishus Rabbim. So says Gemara. So what do you need to make a case where a wall fell down and now it becomes tzidei Rishus? If they're arguing about Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, v'liflug b'Tzidei Rishus Rabbim b'alma. Let Rabbi Lezer and the Chum just argue about a regular case, Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. You have to talk about a case of a chatzar, and then it became nifrats to the Rishus Rabbim, and therefore it's now like a Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. So Tosfos points out that he doesn't understand this kasha, because it could be that the Chum don't disagree about regular Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. It's only over here where there used to be a mechitzas hachatzar in place, and that area clearly belonged to the Baal HaChatzar, that the Chum are going to say, you know what, this isn't regular Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. This is much more private property. But maybe in Echinami, the Chum would agree that if it's a real regular Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, then in Echinami it has a din of a Rishus Rabbim. So Tosfos is bothered. What's the Gemara's problem over here that v'liflug b'Tzidei Rishus Rabbim b'alma? So Tosfos says that all Tzidei Rishus Rabbim are always on land that's owned by a Yachid. Because people tend to build the bayis in their chatzar. They don't build up until the border mamish. They're always kones ma'at. They always have it recessed a little bit. So whatever is left over becomes the tzidei Rishus Rabbim. So it's always going to be like that. So there's no reason to distinguish between the two cases. And therefore the Gemara is asking v'liflog b'tzidei Rishus Rabbim b'alma. So that's the Gemara. If v'liflog b'tzidei Rishus Rabbim b'alma, had we just had the machlokes about a regular tzidei Rishus Rabbim without any walls falling down, I would think that the Rabbanan only disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and say that it does not have a din of Rishus Rabbim if there are these barriers that these large rocks that stop the Rishus Rabbim from flowing over into the Tzidei Rishus Rabbim, meaning foot traffic might flow over, but the wagons and things like that aren't going to get past. It's like those security things they have like around shuls now and things. Those large rocks that will stop, lo aleinu, someone from ramming their car or getting into, or losing control of their car and going on to the area in front of the shul. So they used to have that by the Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. But in a place that doesn't have any sort of hefsek between the Rosh Hashanah and the Tzidi Rosh Hashanah, like in a case where there used to be a wall there, and then the wall just came down. So there's no hefsek, there's nothing blocking between the Emamodule. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree that that actually has a din of Rosh Hashanah. So come Hashemlan. That's why we dafka wanted to frame the machlokas in a case where there was a mechitza and it fell down. Because if there used to be a mechitza, then it fell down, now there's nothing. And even in such a case, the Rabbanan are going to say, it does not have a din of Rosh Hashanah. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Neither explanation of the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chum seems to work, because we seem to be assuming that according to everybody, the Rabbi Elazar and the Chum are not arguing about the chatzar itself. They're only arguing about the place where the mechitza was, whether it has a din of rabim shabir ulam derech or whether it has a din of tzidei rishus rabim. But the actual chatzar seems to be, everyone agrees, is not a rishus rabim. Problem is, v'hamitocha ka'amar. Rabbi Elazar says that if you're machnis mitocha to rishus yachid, what does mitocha mean? It means from inside of it. It doesn't mean from where the wall was. It means from anywhere in the chatzer. So that doesn't fit. So it doesn't fit either explanation. So I did Dam Rabbanan mitocha, Amar iunami mitocha. Since the Rabbanan used the term mitocha, Rabbi Lezer also uses the term mitocha. But really, in a chinami, Rabbi Lezer is only talking about the Makom Mechitza having dinner versus Ram. Rabbanan and the Lechara of Rabbanan, Am Rabbi Lezer, Tzidir versus Ram, Umajuli in whom Mitocha. Why do the Rabbanan use the term Mitocha? It's so strange. Rabbi Lezer comes along and he says, I think that the Makom Mechitza has a dinner versus Ram. And the Rabbanan say, no, if you carry from inside the Chatzer to Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be Pater. What? If you carry from inside the Chatzer, who's talking about the inside of the Chatzer? Talking about the Makom Mechitza. So, Hachi Kamri Le Rabbanan the Rabbi Eliezer. The way to understand the Rabbanan's comment to Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanan's response to Rabbi Eliezer is as follows. Mi kalam, mi lo kamodislan, hecha diltiltol mitochal Rosh Hashanah. Aren't you moda that if you carry from inside the Chatzar to Rosh Hashanah, umi Rosh Hashanah le tocha de pater, meaning even you're moda to that to carry from the inside of the Chatzar to Rosh Hashanah, or from the Rosh Hashanah to the inside of the Chatzar, you're going to be pater. Why? Mneshi Karmelis. Because the inside of the chatzar has the din of a karmelis. Let's see, dinami loshna, the tzidir Rosh Hashanah should also have a din of a karmelis and not a din of a Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Lazar would respond, hasam lo kadarsi l'rabim, hacha kadarsi l'rabim. There's a big difference between the inside of the chatzar, which you're right, I think is a karmelis, versus the makom mechitza, which I think has a din of Rosh Hashanah. The inside of the chatzar, no one walks there, but the makom mechitza has become tzidir Rosh Hashanah, or a place where the rabim biru lem derech. It's become something. It's become a place, Kadarsi Barabim, and since it's a place where the Rabbim walk, it takes on the status of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, next Mishnah. Chatzar Shnifritzal Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you have a chatzar that opens up to Rosh Hashanah, Mishtei Ruchoseha, that walls fall down on two sides, and V'chein, Bayi Shnifritz Mishtei Ruchoseha, V'chein, Mavoy Shnitlu Korosav Alechayav. If a Bayis opens up on two sides, or a Mavoy loses its Koros or Lechis that made it into a real Rosh Hashayachid. Rashi writes that the girsa should not be korosav olechyav, it should be koroso olechyo, b'lashon yachid. And Tosos, back on Dav Yudzayin Amalav, explained that Rashi is really correct, because the Mishnah is talking within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds back at the beginning of the Masechta, that sometimes you need shtei koros or shnei lechayayim to be matir mavoy, but nevertheless, you don't need to say that both koros or lechis are taken away in order to create a problem. You could say one korah or one lachi is taken away and now it asers it, because you need two sometimes. So if even one of them is taken away, so okay, whatever it is, but you have a bias or a chatzah that loses two walls, or a mavoy that loses a koro or a lechi. So mutarim ba'osah Shabbos, you're allowed to continue carrying in that area on Shabbos. It remains Rosh Hashanah for the rest of Shabbos, but v'asurim la'salavo, div Rabbi Yehuda, but you're not going to be allowed to carry there in future Shabbosos until you fix it. You got to fix the problem for future Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, umutarim la'osah Shabbos, mutarim la'salavo, v'asurim la'salavo, asurim la'osah Shabbos. Then no, if it's mutter for that Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter forever, and it's asur for that Shabbos. If it's asr for that Shabbos, and it's going to be asr forever. Meaning there's no way we can say that just because you started out beheter this Shabbos, that it's going to remain that way for the remainder of the Shabbos. So here's another example of hol v'hutra hutra, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, that that for the rest of that Shabbos, we assume that it's going to be it's going to be mutter. We're going to see in tomorrow's daf that Rabbi Yossi asrs, when Rabbi Yossi says it's one way or the other, what he means is it's asr, meaning that it's going to be asr even for this Shabbos. And we're going to see that Shmuel paskens like Rabbi Yehuda when it's nifrats l'karmelis, because since it's only an issur d'rabbanan in the first place, by an issur d'rabbanan we're willing to say hol v'hutra hutra. But Shmuel's going to paskens like Rabbi Yossi if it's nifrats l'rishus harabim, because for a din d'oraisa we're not going to say hol v'hutra hutra. Ooh, so the poskim say, is that a klal? If we have a klal over here, so then maybe this has other ramifications in other areas of halacha. You're going to tell me that whenever we have a din d'rabbanan, we're going to apply hol v'hutra hutra. Whenever we have a din d'oraisa, we're not going to apply hol v'hutra hutra. So comes along the chida in Birkei Yosef in Aruch Chaim Simenayin Aleph, and he says that whenever you start something beheter and then something changes, if it's a din d'rabbanan, you're allowed to continue. So he discusses what happens if mace lo mace shuchayiv l'sabel love, one of the zayin krovim dies, and even if you're not responsible for the kavura, you're part from kriya shema and tefila, and you're not allowed to be machmir. So he says, what if you're in middle of davening or you're middle of benching v'shama shemes lo mace, and then lo aleinu, a person finds out that one of the zayin krovim has passed away? Do you have to stop or do you continue the bracha that you're saying? So Birkei Yosef says, the chida writes that pepashtos you should stop, and he brings a lot of rayos that you should stop from a number of different places. But he says, based on our sugya, you could be docha every single raya that he brings, because every raya that he brings that says you should have to stop is about a din d'oraisa. But if we're talking about a din d'rabbanan, hol v'hutra hutra, we paskin that once you start, you're allowed to continue. That if the chiv to stop is a chiv d'oraisa, then you would stop. You wouldn't continue, even though you're maschil beheter. All of the rayos that he brought were such a case where it was d'oraisa and therefore you have to stop. But where the chiv to be mafsik is only midrabanan, like in the case of an onain, where the isra of an onain to be osik b'divrei Torah, of an onain to be kori kriyashma, that's only a din midrabanan. There is a din of aninus min haTorah, but it's got nothing to do with this. What we call an onain is really meso, what the Mishnah calls misha meso muto lefanav. It's not what an onain is. It's a totally different halacha. The din of an onain is really avelis yom rishon, and it even continues after kavura. What we call an onain is misha meso muto lefanav. That's a din midrabanan, that he's pater from mitzvos. So that's only a din, since it's only a din midrabanan, maybe based on our sugya, or I guess really tomorrow's sugya, in terms of Edipaskin, we would say hol v'hutra hutra. Okay, says Gemara, b'mayaskinan, what exactly is the case of the Mishnah where two walls came down and we have this machlokas in the Mishnah? So ilema be'eser, if we're going to talk about that they came down creating a pirtza up until 10 amos, but not more than 10 amos, well then, why would it be a problem if two walls came down, if they only came down up until 10 amos? So you just created a few extra doorways. That's all it is. Up until 10 amos has the status of a Pesach. Ela b'yeser me'yeser. It must be that the breach is greater than 10 amos. If that's the case, then even on one side it should be a problem. So amrav li'olam be'eser. Really, we're talking about that it's up until 10 amos. Aye, isn't it just a Pesach? Ugon shenifritz of a keren zavis. The piskel keren zavis lav di inchi. No, it didn't come down on the side. It came down in a corner where two walls meet, and that's not a Pesach because no one makes a Pesach in the corner. V'chein bayitz. We said if a house comes down on two sides, so when a house comes down on one side, apparently we don't have a problem because we assume that the roof creates a pitikriyor v'sosim effect, and therefore it's as if that side is closed anyway. Well, why don't we say the same thing as well? It happens to be just parenthetically on the din of pitikriyor v'sosim. There's a major machlokes rishonim what the mechanics, how pitikriyor v'sosim works. What is it exactly? exactly? Is it a mechitza? Is it what happens exactly? So Rashi, Masech HaSukkah, and Daf Yates understands that it's part of the halacha Moshe Misina of good achas mechitza. That just like when you have part of a mechitza already hanging, so you view the mechitza if it continues down, that it goes down to the floor, so to a pitikra is like a modified version of good achas. That even though you don't really have a hanging mechitza, you just have the edge of the roof, that also you could view as if it's a mechitza that goes down to the floor. Tosfos over here, though, writes that, at least in one Mahalik in Tosos, that Pitikra is matir because it's doma lepesach, not like a mechitza. It takes on the status of a pesach, of an entranceway. Says the stipler in Kehilas Yaakov that there's a chiluk between the shitas. What if you have Gedeon Bokinba? You have, by the way, where you're trying to apply Pitikra, you have animals that are walking back and forth the whole time. So if it's a mechitza, it's an invalid mechitza, if Gedeon Bokinba. But if you have, if it's meant to be a pesach, adrabah, they're using it properly. It's exactly what a pesach is. So that's two interpretations of just what pitikra happens, but what pitikra accomplishes. Bottom line, though, the Gemara is asking, why would it make a difference how many sides you're saying pitikra yarev isosim on? So Amri Debei Rav, so Mishmei de Rav, the Debei Rav said the name of Rav. You recall we mentioned recently Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin. Whenever we say Amri Bei Rav, it means Rav Huna. The Gemara says, and then the Gemara asks that, oh yeah, what do you do when the Gemara says Amr Rav Huna Amri Bei Rav? We said, oh, then it's Rav Hamnuna. So the Machlokes Rishonim, is it always Rav Hamnuna or only when it's Amr Rav Huna Amri Debei Rav? So we're not sure who this Amri Debei Rav is. It depends on that Machlokes Rishonim. Either Rav Huna or Rav Hamnuna said in the name of Rav, Kion Shenifrats Bekeren Zavis, that the case over here also by the Bayis Shenifrats is that it's Nifrats in a corner, the Keruyo Ba'alachzon, and the roof is on an angle. The Lekal Meir Pitikur Yer Visosim. You only say Pitikur Yer Visosim if the roof comes to a stop. If it's a flat roof that comes to an end, but if the roof is angled down, then you don't say pitikra yared v'sosev. So now the bias is treated just like a chatzer, that if it's nifrats be'eser amos on one side, or even mishtei ruchos on opposite sides, you're allowed to be metaltel in it, because the pirtzos have a din of psachim. But since the Mishnah is talking about a bias that's nifrats be'keren zavis, so now you can't have a din of a pesach, because it's in the keren zavis, and you can't have pitikra yared v'sosev. So same, because it's a slanted roof. Ushmol amar afilu b'yasser me'yasser. And Shmuel will say a different answer, that the ratio of the Mishnah, when it talks about a chatzar that's nifrat, it could be that the pirtza is greater than 10 amos. Ah, yachim yiruach achas nami. If the pirtza is greater than 10 amos, then even if it's only on one side, it should be problematic. So answers the Gemara, you're right. We don't need to say that it opened on two sides, except mishum bayis. Since we're also going to talk about a case of a mechitzas habayis that comes down, so that's why we talk about where it opens up on two sides, because by a bias, it has to actually be open on two sides. O bias kufetik shi, maishna miruach achas, tamir pitikir v'sosim, mishliruch tsunami name of pitikir v'sosim. Well, why by a bias doesn't make a difference whether the wall came down on one side or two sides? We should always be able to say pitikir v'sosim. V'su, and furthermore, miyasli the Shmuel, pitikir v'sosim, does Shmuel even hold on this whole concept of pitikir v'sosim? V'itmar, achsadra b'biko, if you have an achsadra, you have a roofed area that's on posts, that's where there are no walls, that's open right in the middle of a bika in an open field. Rav Amar Mutzal Tata Makula. Rav says you can carry throughout the entire Aksadra. Why? Because Pitikra Yerev Isosim on all four sides of the Aksadra. So you view it as if it's totally surrounded by mechitzos. But Ushmuel Amar, Eimet Talzim Be'al Arba Amos. Shmuel says that you're limited to carrying four Amos in the Aksadra. Why? Because apparently Shmuel does not hold of Pitikra Yerev Isosim. So how can you come and tell me that Shmuel is going to say Pitikra Yerev Isosim by a bias on one side when one wall comes down? That you'll say pitikra yarev isosim, and not when two walls comes down? First of all, why should there be a difference one wall or two walls? And second of all, Shmuel apparently does not even hold to the whole principle of pitikra yarev isosim. Says Gemara, hello kasha, that second kasha that Shmuel doesn't hold to the whole concept, that's not a kasha. Ki lesle ba'arba aval b'shalosh isle. Shmuel only doesn't hold of pitikra yarev isosim when you need to say it on four walls. That's where he's not going to say it. But if you have anything less than, if you have one existing wall and then it's open on three sides, sides. Let's say you have an achsadra, not bebika, but in front of a bayis. You have a front porch where one side there's a wall, there's the house there, and then it's just open on three sides. Shmuel will say pita kriyar v'sosim. So that's not a kasha. But mikom lokom kasha. But the first kasha is still a kasha. Why is it that when a wall of a bayis comes down, we're going to say pita kriyar v'sosim, but when two walls of a bayis come down, we're not going to say pita kriyar v'sosim? Why not? I thought Shmuel is willing to say up until three walls we could say pita kriyar v'sosim. It's just a Rav went even further and said four walls will say pita kriyar v'sosim. But Shmuel should have no problem with the case of the bayis. Says the Gemara, Kadamri Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Gon Shnifritz Bekeren Zavis, V'kiruyo Ba'alachson. Hachanami Gon Shnifritz Bekeren Zavis, V'kiruyo Ba'arba'a. That the case must be that you're right, two walls of the house came down, but you need to say four pita kriyar v'sosim to fix it. Because when the walls of the house came down, it wasn't just the two walls came down, but also part of the roof came down, so you now have created where it angles in, and then I'm sure you see in the pictures, but the angles in, so you need to have it goes in for tvachim, then across, and then out again. So you're going to need, even though it's only two sides of the house, but you're going to need four pitikra yorid vesosims in order to make it work. And that's where Shmuel is going to have a problem, because Shmuel says we don't do four pitikra yorid vesosims. So we had two basic approaches to explaining the shitos over here in the Mishnah. Shmuel lo amar karav alachson lo katani. Why didn't Shmuel just explain like Rav that you don't say pitikra because it's a slanted roof? Because the Mishnah never said it's a slanted roof. Rav lo amar kashmuel. Why didn't Rav just say like Shmuel that it was broken down in such a way? Because imkein havila achsadra. Because if that were the case, then this bias would have a din of an achsadra bibika, where Rav holds it's no problem to say pitikra or v'sosim roll four sides. Rav l'tameid amar achsadra mutal talta bakula. Rav holds you're allowed to be metalta in an achsadra. The itmar achsadra bibika. Rav mutal talta bakula. Shmuel amar metalta be'el barba amos. Rav mutal talta bakula. Amrim pitikra or v'sosim. Rav holds it could be metalta in the entire achsadra because we do say pitikra or v'sosim even on all four sides. And Shmuel amar metalta be'el barba amos. Lo amrim pitikra or v'sosim. And Shmuel will say that no, we don't say pitikra or v'sosim on four sides. We'll only say it on three sides. So that's why the way Shmuel interprets our Mishnah is that if you have a bias where two walls came down, but you're going to need four pitikra yorid v'sosims, that's where you're going to have a problem. If one wall comes down, you'll only need one or two pitikra yorid v'sosims. That would be perfectly fine. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in that machlokas Rav and Shmuel. See you.